World Water Day is today and the theme for this year's day is, Be the Change. With 20% of the world's fresh water in lakes, rivers, streams, and wetlands in Canada, invasive fish and aquatic plants such as Asian carp, zebra mussels, sea lamprey, and Eurasian water milfoil pose a threat to them because of their ability to outcompete native species, damage ecosystems, and reduce critical habitat and water quality. They also have an effect on biodiversity and can have economic impacts on fishing, forestry, agriculture, and some recreational activities. The Invasive Species Center has a number of ways that the public can help prevent the spread of invasive species, including attend the Invasive Species Center's free virtual grass carp information session on Monday, March 27 at 6:30 p.m. to learn more about this invasive species and what's being done to prevent them. Detect and report suspected invasive species sightings to EDMAPS or the Invasive Species Hotline, 1-800-563-7711. Early detection and response can help manage an invasive species. Clean, drain, and dry boats and gear when moving or hauling a boat over land. Some aquatic invasive species can stick to boat trailers, motors, or equipment, or survive in bait buckets, live wells, and bilges of ships and boats. Also, most provinces require watercraft and hauling gear to be clear of aquatic invasive species when transporting. Domestic pets like fishes, invertebrates, aquatic plants, reptiles, and amphibians can become invasive when released into natural environments. Live bait releases, e-commerce, the ability to easily buy and sell live organisms online, water gardens, sportfish release, and live food release can spread invasive species. Learn more about safe pet planning and disposal practices. Become a community scientist today by participating in a community science initiative. World Water Day is an opportunity to learn how to prevent the spread of invasive species. We encourage everyone to participate and help protect waters in Canada, Sarah Rang, Executive Director at the Invasive Species Center, said in a release.